Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome back to today's episode. So nice to see you guys on such a beautiful Wednesday. Ads, ads, ads. They're everywhere. What's more terrifying? If I search for something once online, I'll be overwhelmed by the ads of that exact item for the following days. How is that possible? How can ads follow us around the internet? You can find the answer in today's video. And now, without further ado, let's jump into our sentence of the day. In between, you have the middleman dedicated to making sure the ads from the brands are delivered to the right people. Slower again. In between, you have middlemen dedicated to making sure the ads from the brands are delivered to the right people. 今天的发音重点，我们首先来看到短音 i， 在 in、between、middleman 和 delivered 这些字里面都有出现这个音，要注意不要把它和长音 e 搞混了。在发短音 i 的时候呢，其实嘴巴不需要张太开，微微打开就好。那在发长音 e 的时候，才需要把嘴巴往脸颊两侧张开 i。E， 那在 between 这个字的第一个音节就是短音 i， 那第二个音节则是长音 e， 所以可以多念几次这个字来练习这两个发音的不同。between between， 再来看到 sure 这个字，它的拼法跟念法感觉好像搭不太上，那要注意它的 s 发的是 sh 的音，然后 u 发的是短音 u， 然后 r 就发二嘛，所以是 sure sure。再来看到 deliver， 除了要注意它的短音 i 之外呢，还要注意它的重音是放在第二音节哦。deliver。好，我们现在来看看，在念今天整串句子的时候，有哪些地方可以稍作停顿，休息喘口气。那第一个地方呢，是在 in between 的逗点之后，你可以吸口气，然后呢，再念到 brands。之后你也可以再吸口气，像是这样。In between, you have middlemen dedicated to making sure the ads from the brands are delivered to the right people. 接下来我们来看看今天的重点单字。第一个单字来看到 middleman。Middle 就是中间嘛， man 是人，所以顾名思义 middleman 就是中间人、经销商、中间商，它是一个名词。For example, this company works as a middleman between actors and movie production companies. 这间公司作为演员和电影制作公司之间的中间人。第二个字我们来看到 dedicated， 它是动词 dedicate 的过去分词，作为形容词使用，意思是尽心尽力的、尽职尽责的。For example, she is dedicated to educating children in remote areas and giving them the opportunity to connect with the rest of the world. 她致力于教育偏远地区的孩子，并让他们有和世界接轨的机会。动词 dedicate 的意思是奉献、献出。The doctor dedicated herself to developing the cure for cancer. 那名医生奉献身心于开发癌症的解药。要注意哦，不管是动词 dedicate to 或是形容词 be dedicated to， 后面都是接名词或是动名词 VNG 哦。那 dedicate 还可以指献给。 If you dedicate a book, play, performance, etc. to someone, you publicly say that it is in that person's honor. 来看看例句。 This song is dedicated to my fellow loners in the city searching for a place to call our own. 这首歌献给同样在这座城市中寻找一个属于自己的地方的孤独者。第三个单字我们来看到名词 brand。Brand， 它的意思是商标、牌子。For example, Chanel is among some of the best-known fashion brands. 香奈儿是最知名的时尚品牌之一。那形容词 brand new 的意思呢，就是指全新的。For example, How do you like our brand new jingle and introduction? 你觉得我们全新的开场乐和介绍如何啊？大家可以在底下留言告诉我。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到动词 deliver。 deliver, 它的意思是递送、投递。An anonymous email was delivered to me the other day. 前几天我收到了一封匿名的电子邮件。那 deliver 也可以表示发表啊、讲、宣布或是传唱。The young entrepreneur with physical disabilities delivered an encouraging and heartwarming speech in front of hundreds of people. 那名身障的年轻企业家在好几百人面前发表了一场温暖又鼓舞人心的演说。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. In between, you have middlemen dedicated to making sure the ads from the brands are delivered to the right people. No wonder I keep receiving ads about Bluetooth earbuds. I looked up some information about Bluetooth earbuds the other day, so I am a potential customer. And they're just going to keep showing me those ads until I really buy a set, huh? 我前几天查了一下蓝牙耳机的资料，因为我最近在考虑要不要买一副蓝牙耳机。然后呢，一直到现在哦，我的所有广告，不管是脸书啊、IG、YouTube 还是 Google 旁边的那种广告，全部都都是蓝牙耳机的广告，真的有够恐怖。他们可能以为我是一个潜在客户，所以呢，就一直投递这些广告给我，让我心动，赶快下手下单这样。Do you guys have any recommendations? 你们有什么推荐的蓝牙耳机吗？ And what do you think about those online ads? Leave a comment and be sure to record your own challenge. See ya!